Wash the dishes. A novice monk approached the teacher and said, "Please teach me Buddhism." The teacher asked, "Have you eaten?" The novice replied, "Yes." The teacher said, "Then wash the dishes." This is a famous dialogue. After eating, it is only natural to wash the dishes and clean up. This way of naturalness is the Buddhist way. When help is needed, go and help naturally, without a sense of obligation or duty. Giver and given are forgotten. Clouds appear in the sky according to causes and conditions. They move on as they should. Water flows from higher to lower. Man is part of nature. Why do we not live naturally? When our ego appears, there is so much artificiality and pretension. Yes, life is sometimes hard, very hard. But life must be lived. It cannot be escaped. We get sick. We become helpless. That is life. Face reality squarely and don't be defeated. Don't be arrogant. When it is hard, endure. Help others and be helped. This is the natural way. When we do things, however small, do them 100%. We do not make many mistakes in the big things of life. We make mistakes in the little things. Life, after all, is little things put together. Each doing should be done 100% so that at the end of the day, there will be no regret. A Buddhist life is a life of no regret. To wash your dishes after you have eaten is a common, natural thing. Buddhism is not something special. Live like the wind. Live like the water that flows. Do everything sincerely and completely. Your life will become perfect. Perfect without any comparisons, for there is no general criterion as such. Each one lives his own true life. This is what the teacher meant when he said, after eating, wash the dishes.